The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. If you want God's favor, then you must worship and serve God as He commands. Notice what God has to say in Malachi 1, beginning in verse 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence, says the Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name? Now God is addressing this to the priests, to the ministries, and that would mean the ministry of today as well. Yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? Now God goes on and He answers this question here. He says, you offer defiled food on my altar. In other words, you aren't speaking and preaching and publishing the truth. You are holding to your traditions and you're trying to appease the people instead of trying to obey me, is what God is telling the priest and the ministry, and probably the leaders of our nation as well. And God is speaking to Israel, to the nations of Israel here. And as I've said many a time, one of those nations and one of the main tribes of those nations is the United States of America. It says, you offer defiled food on my altar, but you say, in what way have we defiled you? By saying the table of the Lord is contemptible. In other words, by not living and obeying God's word. Verse 8, and when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? In other words, when you don't give your best to God, when you aren't really struggling to obey God, God says, this is what you're doing. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? He says, offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts? God says, put him first. Give him the best. Give him the best of your time and honor him in obedience to him. Verse 9, but now entreat God's favor. He says, you do all of this, as you reject my word, and you don't preach my word and publish my word loyally and faithfully. Says, you reject my word, and you don't live by my word. Then he says, you come and you entreat God's favor, that he may be gracious to us. While this is being done by your hands, will he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts? God is saying, no, I'm not going to accept you. I'm not going to hear your prayers. I'm not going to deliver you as an individual or as a nation or as a world, for that matter, it would apply. If you aren't willing to obey me, and if you, the priests and the ministries, if you aren't willing to lead and guide and direct the people in the right path by teaching and preaching my word faithfully. Verse 10, who is there even among you who would shut the doors so that you would not kindle fire on my altar in vain? And I ask, how many ministers are willing to speak the word of God truthfully? It seems we like to appease the people. It seems we like to have a following with our traditions. God will hold you accountable for that. And you need to wake up and understand this. God will hold you accountable for that, for teaching and preaching His word unfaithfully. And if you know to obey and you don't do that, God is going to hold you accountable for that as well. Going on here, God says, I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hands, meaning your ways and your prayers. God says He will not accept your ways and our prayers if we aren't willing to obey and live God's word and to live His way and to teach, to preach, and to publish His word faithfully. Verse 11, for from the rising of the sun, even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In other words, God says there's a time coming when His name will be great around the entire earth. And it should be that way now. And especially it should be that way in the nations of Israel that God gave His law to and taught them His law. As a matter of fact, God gave the law to Adam and Eve, for that matter, as well, and to the pre-flood world. And everyone has had the chance to know and live by God's law. But we have rejected that. It says, in every place incense shall be offered to my name. In other words, prayers will be offered and obedience will be offered and God will accept. And a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Eternal of Hosts. Yes, true worship, true obedience will come to this earth. but you profane it, in that you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and its fruit, its food, is contemptible. In other words, we reject God's word, is what God is trying to get across to us today. And that does apply to our nation. That does apply to you, my friends, as an individual. You also say, oh, what a weariness, and you sneer at it. Yes, we say, oh, what a weariness it is to obey the law of God. It's been done away with. Christ fulfilled the law and nailed it to the cross, and you don't have to obey that old law anymore. What a slam to God. You also say, oh, what a weariness, and you sneer at it, says the Lord of hosts, and you bring the stolen, the lame, and the sick. Thus you bring an offering. Should I accept this from your hand, says the Lord? In other words, God is saying that we say, well, we can worship God. We can keep any day holy. We can worship God. We can have our traditions, our pagan customs, and so on. And we can teach them and embrace them. And we can do whatever we want to and still entreat God for his favor. God says, but cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and makes a vow, but sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be feared among the nations. Yes, God says we are going to be cursed unless we obey our God. And my friends, who can deny that today? Are we a blessed nation? God didn't promise blessings for disobedience. God promised that there would be curses for disobedience. God promised blessings for obedience. That's all through the Word of God. And you don't have to be too smart to see where we are today, whether we're living under blessings or under curses. And you don't have to be too smart to realize that we aren't obeying our Maker. God says he is a great king, and we should respect and honor him as such. That is, be under his rule in obedience. My friends, we as a nation and we as individuals are in serious trouble today, just as ancient Israel were many times, and God always delivered them when they turned to him. Notice 2 Chronicles 15 beginning in verse 4. That's 2 Chronicles 15 beginning in verse 4. But when in their trouble they turned to the eternal God of Israel and sought them, he was found by them. We are in deep trouble. What will we do? What will you do? Will you turn to God as he commands us and live and have a good landing or a good end and have a good life until you get to that end? Or will you ignore God's word and ways and die as a nation? Will we ignore God's word and God's way and die as a nation? Well, that's the path we're on. That's the way we're headed. And it will happen. We will die as a nation unless we turn and repent and rend our heart to our God. Going on here in verses 5 through 7. And in those times there was no peace to the one who went out nor to the one who came in, but great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. That sounds like our nation today. And I will tell you, my friends, that the turmoil will get a lot worse unless we turn to our God. Verse 6, for nation was destroyed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity. Notice what God says to those that do turn and obey God. But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And it means to be strong in obedience to God and to his word. Well, the choice is yours. We may continue to ignore God, his word, his law, and reap a bad harvest, or we can turn to God in obedience and have a good landing. Notice in Deuteronomy 30, beginning in verse 1, I want to bring this entire chapter out to you because it is, much of it, an end-time prophecy for our day. Verse 1 of Deuteronomy 30, and it shall come to pass when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you. And God says, at that time, and this was before Israel went over into the promised land, just a few days before they entered the promised land, God says, one or the other of these will come upon you. Says, you can have blessings come upon you, or you can have curses come upon you. And it is an end-time prophecy for our day as well. So the choice, God says, is yours. If you want blessings, you obey me. If you want curses, you disobey me. That's what happened to ancient Israel. They disobeyed God. That's what's happening to modern day Israel, the United States and the British people. We are disobeying God, and we are living under curses, my friends. Verse 2, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul. Notice God says, if you will return to me. Now verse 3, he says that he, the Lord your God, will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. Now God gathered Israel from nations where they had been scattered. They began to be taken captive in 732 through 718 B.C. And finally, they wound up over in Europe, mainly. And finally, the United States emerged. So God did gather Israel, the United States, and the British people. And England became the great empire, the greatest empire that has ever been known. The United States became the greatest nation that has ever been known. But God has said that he's going to strip us, both nations. And God is in process of doing that right now because of our many sins. Verse 4, if any of you are driven out to the farthest part under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed. Now this is an end time prophecy, my friends. God says he's going to bring us to the land which our fathers possessed. And at the time of this writing, the time of this prophecy, Israel had not been over into the promised land yet. They hadn't possessed the promised land. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, meaning that God will bring us back someday to the land that our forefathers possessed back in the 1400 B.C. when they went over into the promised land. And you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. An end time prophecy. But God says we are going to be taken captive because of our many sins. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants. That has never happened, my friend. The word circumcised means we will be turned to our God. We will have God's Spirit in us. We will repent and turn to our God. And that has never happened yet. The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. In other words, meaning that we're going to be ready and willing and anxious to obey our God. That hasn't happened yet. That is a future prophecy. Well, I see my time is just about up, my friend. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, because this is a very important topic, very important subject. And in the meantime, request our free literature, Born with a Purpose, and Reap a Destiny. Now, if you want to know where you're going to land, and if you want to have a good landing, you need to read these articles, Born with a Purpose and Reap a Destiny. It will lead you and guide you and help you to understand what the purpose of your life is. And all you need to do is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. That's thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or visit us online at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Hear pre-recorded programs and to order literature by calling the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow or next week, depending on the station that you hear the Way It Ought to Be program on. Goodbye, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.